From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Sunday called intelligence reports that Russia may have influenced the outcome of the November 8 U.S. election as ridiculous, saying such hacking could have been done by almost anyone.
And I have great respect for them. But if you read the stories, the various stories, there's disputing. I mean, they're disputing, and certain groups don't necessarily agree. Personally, it could be Russia. I don't really think it is, but who knows? I don't know either. They don't know, and I don't know.
Mr. Trump told Fox News he doesn't oppose President Barack Obama's order to review cyber attacks. The Central Intelligence Agency has concluded came from Russia. The CIA said it had high confidence Moscow sought to help Mr. Trump win. Two Republican lawmakers joined Democrats in calling for a congressional investigation of Moscow's alleged interference. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff appeared on the NBC program Meet the Press.
You don't have the Director of National Intelligence making a public statement the way he did in October without there being a broad consensus of all the intelligence agencies. And frankly, I don't know a Democrat or Republican who has heard the intelligence that would quarrel with those conclusions. So I think that's fact one. The Russians, definitely, this was not China. This wasn't some 400-pound guy in New Jersey or anyone else. This was the Russians.
In his Sunday interview, Mr. Trump also praised ExxonMobil chief executive Rex Tillerson, who media reports say will be his nominee for Secretary of State. But some lawmakers questioned his ties to Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Recovery operations continued Sunday following the collapse of a church roof in southeast Nigeria Saturday that killed at least 100 people and perhaps as many as 160. This is VOA News.